Yolanda Brown's with us at Jazz FM. The new album is going to be on display at the Hammersmith Apollo with the full backing of the Philharmonic. It's going to be super. Looking forward to that very much. And then you're doing the rest of the country as well. So you're going to do quite an intense tour by the sounds of it.
Yes, I'm really looking forward to that, because that's what I sort of started doing when we were supporting the Temptations and Errol Brown and Diana Krall. We were just on the road. I didn't really see my house at all. And it really gives the music something else, because you get to the venue, you've sound checked and you're ready to go to meet the new people. And I really love that feeling. I really love bringing my music to somewhere new. So, yeah, I'm excited.
Now, here's the thing. Yes. You're singing.
Yes.
When did you decide to do that?
As I was writing the album, for me to improvise and to work with musicians, I found that thinking of lyrics as I'm improvising always helped. Yeah. So when creating music and creating melodies, I actually do write lyrics to them anyway.
Yeah.
And then it came to the point where I'd recorded all my saxophone parts and I thought, well, I've got these lyrics sitting here. What am I going to do with them? And decided to sort of put them down on track and see what happens. And it's been an interesting journey, to be honest, sort of putting the sax down and using the vocals and learning how to use the vocals. It's like inheriting another instrument, really, even though I've had it all my life.
Yeah.
And it's a great journey. I'm looking forward to doing much more and really building up my strength in my vocals. But I thought, really, I want to express that on this album as well.
And you did take lessons for this, though, didn't you?
Of course, yes, yes. It is important to know how to use it, and you don't want to wreck it as well.
Yeah.
The voice and the vocal cords are very sensitive.
Yeah.
And so it's good to know what you
should
be doing.
So do you end up doing arpeggios and things like that?
Oh, yes, yes, lots of scales, yeah. It's really good. And I think it's surprising to know that you've had it all along. You know, I know I sing in the shower very well.
Yeah.
You know? And it's actually surprising to know that you have it all along and what you can do to build up the strength, almost going to the gym for your vocals.
Yeah.
And having a personal trainer for that. So
excellent. Okay. Well, onward and upward.
Thank you.
Great. Tell me a vocal track that's on the album or we'll play that.
Yeah, we have a Bittersweet, which is on the album, April Showers, May Flowers. One of my vocal debuts.